evening, everyone. Word of welcome to our guests with us as well on the second Sunday of Easter, Sunday of Divine Mercy. I want to spend our time together this evening reflecting with you about that gift of God, the gift from God, divine mercy. What it has meant to me and what I would like to bring to you. The Lord calls to himself all sinners. He opens his arms wide, even to the worst among them. He takes them all in his arms, if only they will come. The words of St. John Chrysostom, an ancient father and doctor of the church. As we conclude, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, the octave of Easter, the great 8 days. We reach the second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday, the Feast of Divine Mercy, and this Sunday can provide an ocean of blessing for us. Since I returned, many of you know, my time away from active ministry and being a priest, I returned 14 years ago. And I have taken an image of divine mercy with me to give to each parish where I was assigned as my gift. And so I bring to you the image of divine mercy. You will see that to my left and to your right. I bring that to you as my own personal gift. Why? Well, to put it simply, I want you to experience the beauty and grace of God's great mercy as I did over the years, especially when I was away. God changed me because he forgave me. He still does. I will always be grateful. I learned, especially in the more challenging and difficult times, times that I might not be so proud of, not making so many great decisions, that through his great mercy and love, he rescued me. He rescued me more than once. So what does that feast in particular mean to me? I want to help to explain that to you by speaking about two heroes of mine regarding the great mercy of God. And end with a rather sobering obligation for us. So where did it come from? Well, at the foundation, the Feast of Divine Mercy Sunday, came from the cross. But it was revealed to us, came to us, through an obscure Polish nun who would eventually become known as the Apostle of Divine Mercy. Her name, Saint Maria Faustina. When she was a young nun, she was a mystic and had frequent visions of Jesus. He would come and converse with her. He told her that her mission was to help the whole wide world know of this gift from God, his mercy. In one of those conversations, he told her, "I would like for you to have a portrait painted of me." And she did. You will see it all over the world now. And it is here in our beloved cathedral now. So we have an unknown Polish nun. At the very beginning, had trouble getting a religious order to accept her. She tried on more than one occasion. And finally, the Sisters of Mercy in Poland did accept her. But her struggles weren't over. There were many who criticized her, many who did not believe her. But there was one young priest in Poland at that time who did believe her. And his name was Father Karol Wojtyła. You might recognize that name. He would later become Pope John Paul II and now Pope St. John Paul II. What was revealed is that through the great care that God has for us, Jesus he sent as mercy incarnate. God's mercy, flesh and blood, became an extravagant gift. So extravagant that reality that God loves to forgive. Saints and fathers of the church have said mercy is God's most perfect attribute. So in the gospel today, it's connected to divine mercy and why Pope John Paul established the second Sunday of Easter as Divine Mercy Sunday. In the gospel we were told, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Sent to do what? Well, to do what God did for us. To reconcile. Reconcile, in the root of the word, means to make whole again. Not only to reconcile us with God, but also to reconcile with one another. We are to forgive as we have been forgiven. To forgive. If you're like me, and I trust that you are, sometimes forgiving is difficult to do. When I look at you and when I think of myself, I know there are times that we have both betrayed others, others have betrayed us. Been hurtful, painful. Through all of that, I believe that that's why God gave me these two heroes. They became my teachers and intercessors, teaching me. Why do we do that? How do we do that? Forever they are from their place in heaven going to bat for me because I learned. You might have too. There are times I can't do this on my own. I need help. I tried and wasn't always successful. So those two heroes, Pope St. John Paul II and the Blessed Virgin, our Blessed Mother. And here's what they taught me. It was May 13th. 1984, a professional assassin shot several bullets into then Pope John Paul II. He survived, we know that. May 13th is the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. So when he gained enough strength to be able to speak to us, he gave her credit for saving him. 4 days later, from his hospital bed in Rome, he sent a message to the pilgrims in St. Pedro's Square, as he did every Sunday and as every Pope does every Sunday in their Angelus address. And on that day, his message began with these words, "I'm praying for that brother of ours who shot me, whom I have sincerely pardoned." Listening to those words, I began to think, where in the world did he learn how to do that? Well, But later he would explain, and it would become very visible in his life. Part of where he learned that was from the Blessed Virgin, from our Blessed Mother. 1979, when he returned home to Poland as Pope for his very first visit there, he went to a place called Częstochowa. He had visited there many times as a young priest. He said to those gathered with him on that day, "I am a man of trust. I learned to be so here." Was in that place the site of Our Lady of Częstochowa that he learned that. But he learned how to forgive, where he learned the awesome majesty of God's mercy. He learned it from the Blessed Mother. Pope St. John Paul II proclaimed that divine mercy is a critical part of our hope. Seeking forgiveness, turn to forgiving others. It's not an option. It's a blessing. On the Sunday after Easter in 2000, he canonized Saint Faustina. It was the first canonization of the third millennium. And in his homily on that day, he spoke, "The message of divine mercy has always been near and dear to me, which I took with me to the See of Peter," that means when he became Pope, "and which in a sense forms the image of my pontificate." And he goes on, "Jesus told St. Faustina, humanity will not find peace until it turns trustfully to divine mercy. And through the work of this Polish religious, this message has become linked forever to the 20th century, the last of the second millennium and the bridge to the third. It's not a new message, but can be considered a gift of special enlightenment that helps us to relive the gospel of Easter more intensely, to offer it as a ray of light to the men and women of our time." That's you and me. He goes on, "What will the years ahead bring us? What will humanity's future on earth be like? We're not given to know. However, it is certain that in addition to new progress, there will unfortunately be no lack of painful experiences. But the light of divine mercy, which the Lord in a way wished to return to the world through St. Faustina's charism, will illumine the way for the men and women of the third millennium." Again, that's you and me. And so it came to pass, when I was on the leave of absence from priesthood active ministry, thinking I probably would not return, I was living in New Jersey, working in the big bad corporate world. But somehow, I was led to visit frequently the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Pennsylvania. St. John Paul had visited there too on one of his visits to the United States. His presence there for me was almost spooky. I began to realize, because of his concern for me, care for me, prayers for me, he was the one who was very important to my return to the priesthood. So from that, I owe him a great deal. As I learned, as I prayed, and as I paid attention to him, why would he be so devoted to the Blessed Mother? a young woman who lived in occupied territory, could have easily been bewildered and afraid. She would have seen Roman soldiers on the streets every day. She could have easily harbored hate, resentment for what they did to her son. That's not what we hear. We hear from her only mercy and forgiveness. It's the way she lived. And I suspect part of that was because she raised mercy himself. So on this Divine Mercy Sunday, it's good for us to remember with greater resolve today. God's mercy is freely given to us. As St. Chrysostom would say, really all we need to do is to show up. But there's also a sobering reality. If you will remember, every time we pray the Our Father, we ask God to forgive me as I forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. In the history of our church, there have been some saints who stopped praying the Our Father because they couldn't pray it honestly, with integrity, until they too were overwhelmed by grace and were given God's grace to forgive, but to forgive from the heart. So on this, our first Sunday of Divine Mercy together, let's ask the same. Let's ask to be overwhelmed by grace. When you come here to pray, gaze at this image of divine mercy. Say that little simple prayer that St. Faustina, through Jesus, told us to pray. Jesus, I trust in you. Say it 1,000 times if you need to. I have. St. Faustina, St. John Paul, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Częstochowa, Our Lady of the Assumption, St. Joseph, pray for us. Help us to trust and to remember. It's okay. It's okay to be beggars at the door of the house of the Lord. Beggars for grace, mercy, peace. And that little simple prayer, Jesus, I trust in you.